Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
Horrible news overnight with Splendour in the Grass having been cancelled. Massive names were meant to perform there, including Kylie Minogue. And these guys, Perth band by the name of Old Mervs. Everybody's tiptoeing around why Splendour has been cancelled. We wanted to go right to the source. And Henry, the drummer for Old Mervs, who was meant to play at Splendour, joins us now. Good morning to you, mate.
G'day. How are we?
Oh, we're great. Henry, we're super disappointed to hear that Splendour in the Grass has been cancelled, and it was a great opportunity for you guys to play. How are you feeling on the back of the news?
Yeah, a bit disappointed, obviously. There's going to be a few more people than there is in Coogee up where we grew up at Splendour, so... It's annoying. It's probably a bit of a childhood one that we looked forward to for a while that we thought would never happen. And unfortunately, it might not. I don't know.
Mate, everybody's speculating as to why Splendour has been canned for this year. We've had even the people behind Splendour coming out just saying, we're taking a bit of a break, but not really lifting the lid on why. Kylie Minogue was meant to play there as well. I mean, it was meant to be huge. Can you tell us why it got cancelled? Like, properly tell us why it got cancelled.
I think it's probably it was a ticket sales thing. It's been a very weird time in the music industry lately. Groove in the Moo was another one that got cancelled recently. Even Falls last year, these are all pretty big name festivals that GTM came out and openly admitted that there was like ticket issues. So I think, yeah, cost of living and things, everything's just very weird at the moment.
And, you know, we've been chatting that while we think that is part of the issue, the other thing is I'm like, I don't think it's that expensive. Tickets are $179 for a day pass now and $400 for 3 days. Now, I was referring to big day outs and, you know, all those sorts of gigs that we went to back in the 90s. That was 30 years ago and tickets then were $110. So tickets only being $60 more 30 years later, I can't justify that that's the problem. Like, I feel like, why aren't people going to festivals? And I feel for you guys because this is how we were introduced to great musicians like yourself. Like, there's so many people that are going to miss that opportunity now.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, isn't it? Like, I tend to agree. There's definitely an element of that. I think another thing you got to consider is, like, for someone going from Perth or Adelaide, you're looking at, like, you budget it and it's probably flights of $1,000.
Oh, more than that. Henry, more than that, mate. Like a return flight for Perth at the moment, if you can bloody get one, right?
Yeah,
is going to cost you way more than $1,000. It's absolutely ridiculous. Then you're right. You throw hotels and all that sort of stuff into it as well. But you say things are getting a little bit weird. What I find unusual about this is that at the moment we've got it's almost like the clearest indication of the world changing a little bit sitting right in our laps. Langley Park this weekend, we've got a bloke by the name of Fred again. He's got 2.5 million followers on Instagram who literally dropped his ticket link ahead of a secret gig happening this weekend. And he sold 35,000 tickets in 2 hours. And those tickets aren't cheap either. So why are people buying tickets to a bloke like this, but they're not going to festivals anymore?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's, you're dead right. People are parting with silly, silly money to go and see Taylor Swift. So there's still an element of that. And I think arguably, like, there was a lot of people in the comment sections bagging out the lineup for Splendour this year, and perhaps they didn't nail it.
Do you think they got it wrong? Kylie Minogue headlining. Do you think they got Splendour in the Grass wrong?
Yeah, hard one. don't want to comment too hard on my end, but, like, there's definitely an element of maybe the demographic that goes to Splendour aren't necessarily fans of Kylie Minogue. I don't know. There's arguably people on that lineup. There wasn't enough. And there's oversaturation. You've got to remember these days. There's like 6 or 7 festivals now.
Yeah.
Post Malone played at the start of the year in Perth. How, like, to top Post Malone or Arctic Monkeys or any of these massive names, it's hard. And then you can go to Fred again as well for like a single night and people will go and do that. So it's just, I think a lot of it is coming down to artists that people want to see, and cost of living plays a part, but also, yeah, the expense of going to Splendour. I know my bandmate last year spent $700 on booze. So you add that to the flights and tickets, like, gets pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, you're just a couple of kids from Kojonuppa who want to drink a couple of beers and do a couple of gigs.
And watch Jimmy Barnes and Cold Chisel.
Henry, just one more question before we let you go, right? If not Kylie Minogue, to sell the tickets, who do you think should have headlined Splendor?
Jeez, that is a great, great question.
Who would you have had?
Who would I've put on? Yeah. I mean, probably ACDC, but
I think they're
probably,
dead.
Probably not the nail it, yeah.
Aren't they all dead?
No, not yet.
No.
Spiritually in your books, maybe.